in last Sunday's Gospel, we heard Luke's version of the Beatitudes with their accompanying woes. Today's Gospel continues this discourse with the same seemingly paradoxical, even absurd directives for his followers. He tells them to love their enemies, to do good to those who hate them. He asks them to bless those who curse them, to turn the other cheek to those who would harm them, and to let people take what belongs to them. Be merciful and forgiving, expect nothing, and your reward will be great. One of my friends suggested that Jesus must have skipped Playground 101, where we're all taught to give as good as we get. But I actually don't think that Jesus is being guilty of social naivete. A clue to this can be found in the opening phrase of our gospel. To you who hear, I say. We can assume that the great majority of his audience wasn't hearing in prayer, so why begin with this phrase? Perhaps Jesus is speaking to those who get it, those whose worldview has embraced the kingdom of God. Knowing that it is a kingdom of unconditional love, they understand that Jesus is talking about receiving our identity from God rather than from how others treat us. Those who live in the kingdom are willing to risk being generous, forgiving, and vulnerable, because they understand that God is the source of all generosity, forgiveness, and vulnerability. And if we're in touch with this living God, we must respond by being generous, forgiving, and vulnerable ourselves. Our relationship to God determines our response to what is happening. We counter the circumstances that surround us. Enemies, persecutors, and haters can't make us into themselves, infecting us with their toxicity. Jesus is, in effect, saying, stop the crazy, endless slaughter by stopping it yourself. Don't participate in evil on evil's terms. The teaching on not judging others continues to emphasize that our personal actions create the world in which we live. There's a connection between how we act towards others and our own destiny. If our actions are chronically judgmental and condemnatory, they will rebound back on us. We think that we are targeting others with our condemnation, but rather than hurting them, we harm ourselves. On the other hand, the power of forgiveness works positively for us. Jesus's way of forgiveness might seem to benefit others rather than ourselves, but it's ultimately the way we find our deepest fulfillment. How we treat others becomes how we are treated. God wants us to be for others what God is to us. Jesus doesn't allow us to draw a circle around family, friends, and good neighbors, placing them only under the umbrella of our love. He won't allow us to determine who's deserving of our love. As ever, he bursts through our natural categories and beyond our inclinations to allow us to reflect on the presence, the divine presence that is at work in our lives. For this, we should be deeply grateful.